Queen Bee, 2002. I am the Queen Bee. You know how I know? My friends tell me. I've been called the Carrot Juice Queen, the Dance Floor Queen, and the Queen of Sonoma Real Estate. I am also known as Her Highness in my family, Her Oneness in class, and Her Eminence at my work. I am the Queen of Complaint and the Queen of Control. And why not? This world would be a much better place if everyone would just do it my way. Besides, if I didn't try to control everything, well, who would? It might just all fall apart. I am clear it's up to me to be in charge. It's the Queen's job. I am also the Queen of Funny. Every once in a while, though, I hang out with my sons just to make sure I don't get too queenly. You see, my sons don't think I'm so funny. Maybe I just have a timing problem with them. One time I sent my younger son a cartoon. In it, this therapist is slapping his patient upside the head, telling him to snap out of it. The caption in the corner reading, "Single session therapy." My son's response, "You think that's funny?" I thought it was hilarious. Apparently, he didn't. I'm also the Queen of Confusion. I know right from left because I salute the flag with my right hand, but a sense of direction never translated to my feet. In dance class, my teacher would say, "Now come forward on your right foot," and I'd do that, and my partner would lean into me and whisper politely, "Your other right foot." I do know up from down, however. Look. There are plenty of gas stations out there if I ever need more directions than that. Last week, my bones were aching so much, I went to see a healer. "Your bones are fine," he said. "It's your mother. She hasn't passed over yet, and she needs your help to get to the other side." He told me that she was my spirit guide and said that I had a lot of work to do soon and would need her help, and that she couldn't help me until her journey was complete. He said to put food and water for her on my altar every day, to pray for her and for my ancestors before I went to sleep at night. As a kid, I knew I wasn't a queen, and it didn't seem to matter if I was there or not. Sometimes I'd sneak a look in the mirror to see if I really existed. I thought something must have been wrong with me. And if I could be perfect, well, I might be able to fix what was wrong. I've wired it up for almost 50 years to protect this Queen of Hearts, and it's taken some time to undo these bindings, piece by piece. I have to be careful, as I think my heart might be cracked as it hurts so much sometimes. But I have help. I have honeybees in my heart, making honey from my fear, shame, resentment, and guilt. I now know I have the heart of a queen, filled with courage and love. You know how I know? My friends tell me. And when I take a peek in the mirror, I can see it too.